الله الرحمن الرحيم شيخ عبد الواحد بن زيد رحمه الله meets with Maymuna سودا شيخ عبد الواحد بن زيد رحمه الله was a well-known بزرگ, a saint of his time. He says, I once spent 3 nights making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show me the person who will be my wife in Jannah. It was told to me that she would be an Abyssinian by the name of Maymuna Sauda. She was called Sauda, meaning black, due to her extremely dark complexion. I asked where I could find her, and it was told that she lived with the people of a certain tribe in the city of Kufa. I went to Kufa and asked the people about her. They told me that she lived in a certain plain where she grazed her goats. I went to the plain and I found her standing in Nafil Salah, dressed in old patched clothing. Next to her were her goats, grazing along with the wolves. When I went near her, she shortened her salah, and after completing it said, calling me by my name, Abdul Wahid, you better go back now, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to unite us tomorrow, that is on the day of Qiyamah. I asked, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, how do you know that I am Abdul Wahid? She replied, don't you know that the souls were all gathered together at the beginning of the creation? Those who came to know each other at that time will continue to be familiar with one another in this world. The author says that this is the meaning of the Hadith Sharif. I asked her to give me some advice, and she said, strange, you give advice to others and yet you want me to give you advice? She then said, I have heard my elders saying that he who has wealth, and once more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make him close to him, and instead of being near to Allah ta'ala, he is punished by being far from him. She then read 4 poems, the meaning of which is, O you who warn others, you climb the mimbars and give bayans warning people not to commit sins. Don't you see that you yourself are involved in sins? I wish you had changed yourself and made tawbah before speaking from the mimbar, for then your lectures may have an effect and sink deep into the hearts of the people. But when you advise them to leave out what you yourself are doing, they will never listen to what you say. I asked her, how is it that your sheep are grazing with the wolves? She replied, do not bother about it. I have made peace with my Rabb, so he has made peace between my sheep and the wolves. As the Shaykh Muhammad Zakira rahimahullah says, that I have seen this kind of miracle in the house of my uncle, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayh. As the Shaykh rahmatullah says, that I have seen many wild cats and hens living together in the same house. The hens were not scared of the cats, and the cats did not harm them, that is, not harm the hens in any way. The hens and the wild cats used to eat the breadcrumbs and other leftover food together. SubhanAllah.